Terry, how significant was the announcement made here in Wood County as far as the Regional Conservation Partnership Program is concerned?
Very significant. It's going to give landowners in this region more of an opportunity to apply conservation practices on the ground. I will tell you that this is very exciting because we're working very hard, and we've worked for years to put all these plans together. Now we're able to have some funds to implement these plans.
Yeah, I was going to say significant dollars coming this way.
Yes, significant dollars. I think Ohio will receive most of those dollars because we have over 7% of the watershed. And I think the other states wanted to say, hey, we wanted more. But no, we held our ground and said, since we have 7% of the watershed, so $12.2 million of those funds are going to come here to Ohio. It's going to be a great shot in the arm along with all the other funds that we have. So it's a great day.
What's going to be key to make it work?
The key is, and I think we've already talked about it, is the partnership, and also with the local farmers. We need them to come in the doors, and I think they're already starting to come in and ask us about this special funding. And it starts July 1st, which is a couple days now. My folks and the district folks, and all, they're just sitting, they're not sitting there waiting, but they're waiting for folks to come in and start signing up, because I think it's going to be a great program.
Have you been surprised at all by the attitude that the farmers have in this Western Lake Erie Basin?
Well, not surprised. I think they are, most of the farmers that I've talked to, and I was up here this last summer, well, in the spring, and I had about 10 meetings in about 10 different counties. The farmers are saying, Terry, there's so much research out there. There's so many people telling us what we should be doing. If we just knew what we should do, we would do it. And I think that's the attitude of most of these landowners. They understand that there's got to be a balance here between the environment and the public, and cheap food, abundance amount of food. You know, they understand, and they're going to do whatever they can. But you also got to remember that these folks have to also make a living. And so when we start making these recommendations, we have to make things that are sound and economical for them to make sure they stay in business.
Terry, thank you.
Thank you, Dave.